Hello, and welcome to the very first Optimistic Artist Q&A. If you didn't know, I am back in podcast land after a little break, and the podcast comes out once a fortnight. But in between that time, I get so many messages and emails from artists with questions, and I try my best to answer all of your questions. Usually it's through a voice note while the kids are doing some dinosaur role play in the back and I'm trying to cook dinner. So I've been thinking of a way that I can answer all of your questions and give you more details, and hopefully other people can benefit from it as well. So every fortnight we've got the Optimistic Artist Q&A, where I answer some questions that you have submitted. If you want to submit a question, you can just use the link in my highlights. There's a Q&A highlight. So the podcast is reasonably polished, but this Q&A, we're going to be rough and ready. I'm in my room. I'm like socks and jandals situation. We've got like washing here, post-run shower hair situation. It's going to be rough and ready. I need to leave to pick up my tiny humans from school soon. But I'm really excited to not only answer your questions, but to hear from other artists their answers and their experiences too. So today's question is a really fun one. The question is, how do you find consistent buyers for your art? And I get so many questions about how to find consistent buyers. I get lots of questions about how to connect with people and how to grow your reach, because people assume that when you grow your reach and you grow your followers, that you'll automatically have more buyers. But that's not actually the case. So before you focus on expanding your reach and finding new collectors, I would ask you the question, have you made the most of the audience that you already have? Because you don't need a huge audience for you to sell your work. My very first collection sold very well, and I only had 200 followers. But what I did do, instead of trying to grow my reach and find more collectors, I focused on the followers that I did have. I focused on making sure that they were the right people and strengthening my relationships with those followers, using story to get them to know, like, and trust me, making connections with them, getting them onto my email list so they don't miss important information. I really focused on nurturing that audience. And people often ask, well, you know, what is the best way to do this? Because I always talk about how the strength of my sales is directly connected to the strength of my relationship with my audience. So how do we actually make these strong connections with our audience that leads to sales? For me, it's storytelling. Storytelling is so powerful. Because what I found really difficult as an artist is when you start to look into business and marketing, people always harp on about your target audience. Know who your target audience is so that you can speak to them. But the tricky thing with art collectors, well, my art collectors anyway, is that they're not one type of person. They're not all people with tons of money. They're not all stay-at-home mums, or they're not all like men in their 50s drinking whiskey. They're a huge variety. Like, some of my collectors are karate instructors. Some of my collectors are school teachers. Some of my collectors are business owners, waitresses. There's such a huge variety of art collectors. And so it makes it really tricky to do this business thing where you focus on your target audience, which is why I think focusing on human connection and storytelling is the most powerful way for you to focus on marketing as an artist, because it covers a whole range of people. Human connection, storytelling touches every person under the sun. Okay, well, what do we actually tell stories about? For me, I tell stories about me as the artist. I share my life. I share my experiences. I share what I'm thinking. I share random stuff about my family and my kids. I allow my audience to get to see who I am, and I'm vulnerable with them. I get them to get to know me as an artist, because when people are buying your work, they're not just buying the visual work. They're really buying into the story of you as an artist. So people are buying into the mum that gets up at 5 a.m. to paint before the tiny humans wake up. So tell stories about you as an artist. Tell stories about your work. This is so important. Tell people what inspired your work. How do you make your work? What materials do you use? What actually makes your work valuable? Because we know it's valuable and we want people to value our work, but sometimes we think that that value can just translate via osmosis. But we actually have to help people understand through storytelling why our work is valuable. So as an example for me, all of my artworks are their own unique sets of chemical reactions. And what just looks like one color or like a really interesting texture, the way that I've created that texture is by 30 to 35 paper thin layers of paint water. Now, all of that stuff makes my work interesting and more valuable to a certain person. But it's my job to tell stories about my artwork and how it's made to help them understand that. So we tell stories about ourselves, about our work, and about our why. And if we focus on telling stories to our current audience, then that will help build those sorts of connections, which in the end do lead to sales. I actually have a free resource that I created specifically for helping artists tell their story, because I really do think this story is the most powerful selling tool. And it's also the most fun one, because it's not fun to be all like, buy now, and you know, all that smarmy. That's not fun. Storytelling is a really fun, authentic way to sell your work, which is why I've created the resource that I have. It's called, can't remember what it's called, but something around, I know what the heart behind it is. It helps you as an artist discover your story. What is your unique story as an artist? And it helps you to tell that story in a way that makes connection with your collectors, and that helps you create demand for your work and sell your work. So it's totally free. If you want that resource, you can go to moniquestory.com/story-that-sells. And if you are listening to this later on the podcast, I'll put it in the show notes. But yeah, so that would be my starting place. Instead of finding new collectors, focus on the ones that you already have. Another place for you to find art collectors, honestly, it's just in your day-to-day life. I meet art collectors in the most bizarre places. I've met art collectors in bakeries, on the side of the tennis court, just random places. When you start chatting to people, when you know your story as an artist, you feel confident to talk about who you are and what you do, and people are interested. And you can actually meet a lot of art collectors just by going about your daily life. But here's the thing. You have to have a strategy for making lasting connections with those people. So when I met the mum on the side of the tennis court who has just bought a new house and is looking for a piece of art, if I have that conversation and then leave, that connection is not made. I have to have some sort of easy, joyful way to make a lasting connection with that person. You can do that by using the QR function on Instagram, have them connect to your Instagram so that you can further the storytelling and further making those connections. Or the best thing, I think, is to get them on your email list. Once they're on your email list, that's the place where you can really make deep connections with them. And I highly recommend having an email funnel, which is kind of this weird businessy term. But really, all that means is having an email journey that you've automated and that you've set up. So I know that when I meet someone who's genuinely interested in what I do, I can just get them onto my email list. And I know it doesn't matter how busy my day is, later that day, they're going to get an email from me, welcoming them, telling them about my work. In a week's time, they're going to get another email from me, just adding a little bit more to the story of who I am as an artist. It's going to tell them a little bit about commissions. And in a month's time, they get another email from me showing them some of my work. So having that email funnel or that email journey set up really helps you to make the most of it when you do meet new people just in your day-to-day life that you think, actually, this could be a potential future art collector. Cannot recommend having an email funnel set up enough, especially because it's automated. It just happens automatically. So don't underestimate the power of the people that are already in your life. Okay, I want you to stick around for the very last one because I think that is the most powerful place for you to find art collectors. So the question that we had today was, how do you find consistent buyers for your art? So we've talked about actually just focusing on the people that already follow you. Rather than making 1,000 reels, focusing on broadening your reach and growing your audience and growing your followers, ask yourself the question, have I made the most? Have I nurtured the people that already follow me? Only then start to think about adding new people to your, I guess, list of collectors. So, another really amazing place to meet potential art collectors, surprise, surprise, is art events. I would suggest immerse yourself in your local art scene. Just put your big girl pants on and go to those art events. When I first moved to Sydney, I didn't know anyone, so I didn't have anyone to take with me. So I just put my big girl pants on and went to art openings of local galleries and was kind of good going on my own because it forced me to talk to people. Because guess who goes to those art openings and those art events? Other artists who you can connect with and become friends with and get inspiration from, and art lovers and art collectors. So the people that go to those events inevitably are going to ask you, why are you here? What do you do? Do you know the artist? Those are people that genuinely love art and want to talk to you about your art. So it's a great place to make new connections. But again, be prepared so that you, when you meet someone new, you can make a lasting connection with them. Make sure your Instagram or your website is ready so that when people ask to see your work, that you've got something to show them. Make sure that you connect with them on Instagram. If it's appropriate, connect them to your email list. Be strategic and be prepared when you meet someone to actually make that lasting connection. Because very, very few people see a piece of artwork for the first time and just buy it. Most people go on actually a really long journey with a piece of art and an artist before they buy. So we need to have realistic expectations and create space and time for those sorts of connections to form so that people do actually buy your work. A really great way to find out about your local art events is just jump on the email list of galleries that you really like and to jump on the email list of local artists so that you get notified when they do have openings and when they do have events so you can make those communities and connect with those people. Now, another really amazing way to meet new collectors is just to be aware of brands and how you can connect with brands. So there's a couple of different ways. You can either license your work, which is really amazing because then you've got that passive income coming in. Or also brands are doing events and brands are understanding that having an artist at your event is actually really valuable. I struck up a conversation with the owner of a restaurant that I was at a couple of months ago and we were talking and they were telling me about how during winter they have events. They usually have book launches where they invite someone to come into the restaurant to kind of be like a keynote speaker and people have this three-course meal while they listen to an author. And so we started chatting and he loved the idea of me being the keynote speaker. So that's an amazing collaboration. That's going to expose me to a whole lot of new people who are exactly my clientele. So be aware of your local brands and how you can collaborate. Collaboration is such a powerful tool for you to be exposed to new potential collectors. Okay, now for the best place, in my opinion, to get buyers who will consistently buy your work, it's actually past collectors, people who have already bought your work, they are the best people for you to market to. They are your best future clients. And I don't know if you realize this, but honestly, for the last 7 collections, except for obviously the first one, 70 to probably closer to 80% of my art sells to previous collectors. Your past collectors are your best next ideal client. Because here's the thing, you've already done the hard work. Like I was saying before, people go through a journey with an artist and a piece of artwork before they buy. So if people have already bought from you, that means you've already done the hard work of them getting to know you, like you, trust you, understand your work, understand the value behind your work. All that hard work is done. They've already purchased work from you. It is much easier to sell to somebody who already has a connection with you than to sell to someone who is completely new that doesn't know you at all. So don't underestimate the power of selling to and connecting and nurturing people who have already bought from you. Like honestly, 80% of my collections sell to past collectors. And when you do use story and you really focus on relationship and connections, you can use this really powerful strategy. You can't use the strategy that I'm about to tell you all the time because it'll get annoying. But if you are really wise and strategic about when you use this strategy, it's been super powerful. And it's just send them a DM. It's as simple as that. Sending someone a genuine, authentic message. Because if you really are focusing on relationships and connections with your collectors, it won't be weird if you slide into their DMs. So if I have a new collection coming up, I will think about my past collectors and I will think about where they're at in their life. I'll think about past conversations that we've had. And I will easily send someone a DM and say, hey, I remember 8 months ago, you said that when you moved to a new house, you were really looking for a commission. I'm just letting you know that I'm about to open up my commission spots, just reaching out to see if you want me to save one of those spots before I open them up. Here's the link. Doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be one of those, you know, those weird DMs that we get from people. That doesn't have to be weird like that because you have focused on relationship and connection. Sometimes I'll send someone a DM and say, hey, I know that when I dropped your painting off to you in August last year, you were telling me about the space above the dining room table that you were looking for. Well, I've just got a new collection coming out. I have a piece that I think would work really well in that space. Here's a link to the catalog. Just thought I'd send it to you before I open the collection up to the public. If you have strong relationships, DMs, like just sending someone a personal message or an email, can be a really powerful way to get those consistent art sales. But again, don't use it all the time. Just use it really sparingly and really strategically. So overall, focus on what's possible with the audience that you do have, rather than limiting yourself by thinking about the audience that you don't have. I just see so many artists so frustrated because they're trying to spend all their time making 1,000 reels with all of the trending audio and they're really focused on expanding their reach and expanding their audience. And there is a time and place for that. But before you do that, focus on what's possible with the audience that you do have, before limiting yourself thinking about the audience that you don't have. Now, those are just some of the ways that I have found really helpful to get consistent buyers for my art. There's a lot of really experienced artists who are part of the Optimistic Artist community. And these questions that come in, they are from real artists. They're from real artists who are struggling, who genuinely have a question. So if you're a more established artist, I would love for you to just in the comments, tell me what you think, like what's worked for you. Give these artists some encouragement. Throw some of your valuable knowledge in the comments. That would be really, really helpful. Okay, well, that was our first Q&A session. How fun. So the podcast comes out once every fortnight, but I get so many messages from people in the interim. Having a fortnightly Q&A is a way for me to spend a little bit more time answering someone's question, but hopefully also that's valuable for other artists as well, because a lot of us end up having the same questions, right? So if you have found this helpful, I would be so grateful if you could share it. Grateful? That's not a word. I would be so grateful if you could share this on your story, because you never know, there might be an artist who this very question is their stumbling block. This is the very thing that's stopping them from taking their next step. So if we as a community can get behind emerging artists and just answer some of their questions and remove some of those barriers, that's an amazing thing. So I will see you in a fortnight for the next Q&A. You don't have to wait until then to submit your questions. If you have a question that you'd love for me to answer, you can actually go to my highlights. There's a little Q&A highlight situation. Click on the link and you can submit your question that way. And I'm so excited to start this whole Q&A thing. Now, if as I was talking, you realize that actually, yeah, I need to focus on relationship and I need to focus on connecting with the audience that I do have, I have a free resource. I've made it because I know the power of storytelling. It's a free resource that will help you discover your unique story as an artist and help you learn how to tell that story to make connections and to make sales. And you can grab it for free at moniquestory.com/story that sells. Now, there might be another person listening who actually, you know, you need to get your email list sorted, because when you meet people either at those shows or just in your day-to-day life, you know that you've actually let a lot of connections slide. So if you're like, yeah, okay, I need to just bite the bullet and get my email list sorted, you can head on over to my blog, moniquestory.com/blog. I have a whole bunch of resources there talking about why email marketing is important, how to get people onto your email list. And I also have a 50% off code if you don't have an email service provider. I use Flowdesk and I love Flowdesk. Full disclosure, if you do end up going with Flowdesk, you use my 50% off code, I get a small commission for that. But to be honest, there's so many different email marketing providers and most of them give affiliate marketing codes to people who recommend their work. I'm like a crazy research person. So the start of last year, I changed my email service provider and I researched so many different ones, signed up to all the free trials. I tried so many different email providers and Flowdesk was by far my favorite one because it's just easy on the eye. It's simple. It's got really good analytics. It's just beautiful. It's easy to use. If you're using something that's a bit clunky and it's just a bit overwhelming like I was, I recommend Flowdesk. It's my jam. It's my jam. Highly recommend. I think that's us. I need to go and pick up my tiny humans from school. Thank you so much for joining us for our very first Optimistic Artist Q&A. Remember to check out the free resources I talked about on my website and submit your questions for our next Optimistic Artist Q&A. Okay, I'm going to love and leave you guys. Thank you. The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to moniquestory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.